When the trumpet of the march shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore. When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Welcome to the Lord's Challenge, our weekly quarter-hour broadcast, bringing the reality of God's Word to all people everywhere. Stay tuned as Joshua Daniel challenges us to a walk with God and the corresponding impact that'll have on our lives, families, and society today.
Now, dear friends, in the scripture, if you will turn quickly to Acts 5th chapter, 14th verse. And believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women. When we see the book of Acts, we see the work of the Holy Spirit in that early church, which would not give quarter to lying, to covetousness. You see here, Ananias and Sapphira need not have pretended at all that they were making a great offering of the land, the sum for which their land had been sold. There was no need for that pretense. You know, religion and pretense don't go together. And now, when both the husband and the wife fell dead after speaking lies, is there any church now where lying is impossible and people will fall instantly dead if they try to pretend in the presence of the Holy Spirit? In revival we saw when people tried to pretend and make false confessions. Oh, they were visited with severe judgment. Severe judgment. There was no playing with God. You see, today, God is just an idea. God is just some ancient myth. Nobody cares. The destinies of the soccer ball, in which direction the ball travels, is more a matter of moment than the destiny of this nation. Such trifling spirit. What a trifling spirit has overtaken the purposeful sons. You know, wherever I go, and when I see the achievements of the pioneers and the hard work which they put in, I always say, hey, you mean to say some of you fellows would go up those mountains and start a tea plantation in that bitter cold? No, you would stay home. It took the British lads to resolve to clear those jungles and turn them into productive tea plantations. Yes, Britain made India a cohesive nation. You know, that page was there. And we know the declension that fell upon Britain from the 60s, the 70s, the moral irresponsibility. Many years ago, an editor of a paper, a magazine in the Caribbean, wrote to me saying, we want to use one of your articles on holy living because here, fornication is so prevalent. You know, when an illegitimate child becomes a status symbol, and the dad promptly runs away. You can't build a nation on such morality. Impossible. So, the holiness that was in the heart of the church's growth, we have tried to replace it with organization. We have tried to replace it with fine, decorative, well-appointed buildings or curtains. But let me tell you, all that we can produce a museum. It takes God to build His church. But are we going to build with Him? If you turn to the 16th chapter of Acts and the 5th verse, so were the churches established in the faith and increased in number daily. Think of that. People think of a church as some old dilapidated building, and it requires extensive repairs. There isn't the money and the funds. So the best thing to do with it is to sell it off to one of those ashrams or one of those Hindu gurus, or turn it into a Sikh temple or a mosque. Make a little money in the bargain. You know, my dear friends, when God is not the architect of His work, this will be the result. When you and I are the big fellows, when you and I begin to say, hey, I know how to build a church, I keep telling the Lord, I don't know how to build a church. A praying church, a holy church, a people who are steadfast and unmovable in the face of any temptation which the world will fling at them. My dear friends, think of the transmission of faith. You know, there's the transmission of diseases, and the present sexual diseases that are being transmitted, apart from AIDS and syphilis and gonorrhea, are supposed to be 26. All right, we say, hey, let's take care of this. This is a negative transmission. You can't have industry without transmitting power. So you will find the land crisscrossed by the tower line, high voltage wire, transmitting power. But what about transmitting faith? How signally we are failing in that regard. Are we to teach people to become a bunch of stereotyped, nice, presentable Christians? The Lord's hand always produces a unique product. So, where are the unique products? We are not transmitting faith. I am terribly grieved. Let me tell you, my dear friends, I find it very difficult to transmit faith to my own children. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that He is. Are you here? Because of just the usual formality? Are you here because of these pieces of furniture? Are you here because some man will stand before you and hold forth? Are you here because you have a sentimental leaning and preference for church music? Why are you here? My Lord is here. I want to worship the Lord. I want to seek His face. I want to be faithful in obeying His word. Now, so, you know, folks, recently the Lord put a particular name into my mind. I had never been in that place, And I called one of my assistants and said to him, "You know that place close to that big mountain? Is there any work for the Lord there?" Upon investigation, I found that 200 people were gathering there to worship the Lord. One heathen man had been converted, who was a government official, and a team of our young men had gone and preached there, and a work began. You see, it is a self-generating work. Today we feel, what did you call them in the old steam engines, where they would shovel a lot of coal into the boilers, into the fire. You know, we feel we have to be shoveling some pounds, shoveling some dollars. We need to be shoveling, otherwise God's work will not be done. No, my dear friends, faith, trusting in the Lord. You know, this concept breaks my heart. When did the idea go missing that there is a Redeemer, and that Redeemer is Jesus? Religion, yes. Everybody will grant that Christianity is another religion, Buddhism is another, and so on and so forth. You know, I say, look, Buddha never said he was God. Only Christ can retrieve this fallen nature, this lying tongue, this bribe-taking which is coming into Western companies also. Yet, when Christ comes in, a new heart and a new spirit. Let us pray. O thou who art the builder of the church, we fall at your feet. We certainly don't know how to reach the multitudes. They appear so inane, almost inanimate. How heartless men and women have become. Alas, O Lord, when did the Redeemer go missing? He went missing from the church. The Redeemer went missing from the family. O thou builder of the church, we come to you. Help us, we pray. In Jesus' holy name. Amen.
The speaker on this program was Joshua Daniel. He would like to know what your response has been to the Lord's challenge and would be delighted to hear from you. Please write, and if you have burdens you want to share and want prayer, do let us know. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at lefi.org, or else you can mail us at The Lord's Challenge, P.O. Box 14, South Lyon, Michigan 48178, or in Canada, P.O. Box 31002, Windsor, Ontario, N9G2Y2. We are continually reaching out to millions in many countries, and we appreciate and we need your continuing prayerful support.